This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show is hump day. It's already Wednesday. This morning when I got out of the car in the garage, Dibs.
Yeah.
From,
love him.
Another morning show here in the building. That dude is like a ball of energy. He's like so excited and have a great show. Rode up on the elevator together. He's just so sweet.
I know. He's always been like that,
so
too.
So nice. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's Wednesday already. I go, like, yeah, I hope day. He's like, yeah, hope day. Yeah, he's very sweet. Moving on, just another quick music story here. I found this very interesting. Like, a billion song streams was kind of the goal for a long time. And 3 years ago, the first song did it. Does anyone remember who the first person to cross a billion streams?
Was it Justin Bieber?
It wasn't. It was Drake.
Oh. Yeah.
Drake's song featuring Wizkid and Kyla, One Dance, was the first song to ever cross the billion mark. Now 25 songs have done it.
Sheesh.
I know. And his is only the second most streamed song. Anybody want to make a guess as to what the number one most streamed song is? I don't have how many, but over a billion. This guy's name comes up a lot.
What was the... Oh, it does?
Current artist?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A song we beat to death on this station.
I don't know.
Still
that,
play it.
That could be many songs, Sarah.
Yeah, but this one in particular.
Is it Shallow?
It's not Shallow. Shallow has not crossed a billion
But you're
streams.
Saying it's a
dude.
Male.
It is a man.
What? Oh, Post Malone?
No, he has only one song. His song Rockstar featuring 21 Savage.
Oh, Ed Sheeran!
Sure. It's Ed Sheeran.
Ooh, yeah.
How could I? I'm like, what guy do we put? Oh, right. Jane's boyfriend, Ed.
So Post Malone has the fourth most streamed song ever with Rockstar, but that's his only song that's crossed the billion mark. Drake, who was the first one to break that barrier, only has two songs that have crossed a billion, which is, I find that actually kind of surprising.
Uh-huh.
His other one is God's Plan. It's not even the Kiki Do You Love Me song, is
Man,
it?
Man, they're both not good.
Yeah. So, let's see here. The Chainsmokers have three songs in the top, that have crossed 25 billion views, or streams, pardon me. They've got Closer. That's their top one. Don't Let Me Down. That's the one featuring Daya. And the Something Just Like This, Chainsmokers featuring Coldplay. You are good. I actually told Bryn, I go, listen, I'm just going to run through this list. You don't have to bother. He goes, you know what? I basically have every one of these. Every single one of these songs has been in the top 10. So Ed Sheeran has four songs that have broken a billion. It's a Shape of You. That's the number one. That is the number one most streamed song of all time. Thinking Out Loud is number five. Photograph is number 16. And Perfect is number 19. There is someone that has more streams than he does. More songs in the top 25, I should say. Can you guess who it is?
Oh, geez.
One person. More. They have five songs that
male?
Have. It is a male. And it's five songs that have been streamed more than a billion times.
Drake!
No, he only has two.
Darn.
We play him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we do?
Well.
Is it Bruno Mars?
It's not Bruno. Bruno Mars doesn't have anything that's crossed a billion.
Bruno.
21 Pilots has a song that's crossed a billion.
Oh.
They do?
They do. Stressed Out is number 25 on the list. You know what other song? I was surprised to hear this. I Took a Pill in Ibiza is number 14. Yeah. And the person with the most songs to
There's
have crossed...
There's nowhere to look around here to get a hint about what kind of music we play.
I know. We don't have anything anymore in the studios.
It's like Yuzette's house.
There's no CDs. There's no pictures.
Oh, you wanted to see like a list of artists?
Well, I'm just thinking like, okay, what guy do we play?
I know. I need like a hint. Can you give us a hint?
He's young.
Not Justin Bieber.
It's Justin Bieber.
Is it?
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Justin Bieber crossed into the billion stream club with Despacito at number 8. With Love Yourself at number 9.
I don't have that one.
Oh, you don't even have that one?
Oh, that's too bad, boy.
If you think that you... oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. Okay, so that one's all set. Yeah, that one. Number 11 is on the list is Justin Bieber's Sorry. Number 18 is Let Me Love You, DJ Snake featuring Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's a DJ Snake song.
DJ Snake song.
Tricky, Sarah, tricky.
Well, the other one is, you know, Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee.
That's what I was going to guess earlier was the Despacito song.
It's the 8th most streamed song of all time. And finally, rounding out his 5 is a Major Lazer song featuring Justin Bieber, Cold Water, number 24. I thought this was a pretty funny story. Avengers Endgame is less than a month from hitting theaters, and Marvel's doing everything possible to keep spoilers to a minimum. And that includes keeping the guy who plays Spider-Man in the dark.
Mm.
The director, Joe Russo, says, that guy is a blabbermouth. Tom Holland plays Spider-Man currently.
The kid that plays him, Tom Holland.
Is a freaking blabbermouth. Listen to what he says. Joe Russo, who's the director, says, Tom Holland wasn't given a full script. Not even the full script for the lines he had to read. They don't trust him. Mm. This is what Joe Russo says. Tom gets his lines, and that's it. He doesn't even know who he's acting opposite of. We use like every vague term to describe to him what's happening in the scene because he has a very difficult time keeping his mouth shut.
Wow.
Funny. I know. So Avengers Endgame. So basically here, learn your lines. We're not even telling you who you're saying them to. Just learn them. We'll put you in the scene. We're only vaguely telling you what your motivation is here. Avengers Endgame hits theaters on the 26th, April 26th, and Spider-Man Far From Home is, that's, I guess, one of his standalone movies, hits theaters on July 5th. Pre-sale tickets for Avengers Endgame went on sale yesterday, and Fandango was shut down, and AMC Theaters website was shut down because the demand was incredible. So they sold a gajillion tickets, and now they're all up on eBay for ridiculous price.
Oh, no.
You guys, no.
Here's the thing, though, you guys. This isn't a one-night-only show. I'll go ahead and wait a week.
You know what, though? There are people who won't wait a week.
Well, that is. They could pay up to $9,100 for these tickets.
Really?
No one's paying that because you can get it for $500 or $1,000. But still, $500, I mean, for movie tickets?
Mm-mm.
That's a pisser.
I know. It does suck. I heard that they're going to do a... I think it's on a... I don't have it right in front of me, but there's some kind of a... You know how you sat and watched all the Avengers
movies?
Oh,
the movie marathon.
Yeah, it's a movie marathon.
I have one in front of me. AMC and Marvel are hosting a 60-hour movie marathon in San Francisco.
Oh.
This is ahead of the Avengers, which opens in theaters, April 26th? So starting Tuesday, April 23rd, it says 12 North American theaters will feature the marathon, including whatever they name places, specifically the AMC Metreon over here.
Okay, so at the Metreon, and you go there 4 days in a row and watch, you know, 15 hours of movies?
I suppose that's what it looks like.
Wow. Well, there are people who will do that.
If you want to find out details, it says AMC Theaters website.
Okay. Anyway, the lowest price anyone was offering for resale tickets, because everybody got them and just put them back up for resale, was like $30, which is still a ripoff. I mean, you know, it's probably $10 or $12 for a movie ticket. I suppose in the city, it's probably like $15.
Right.
But, you know, if you can just wait a week, if you can possibly hold yourself back for a week, you'll be fine. You'll get tickets.
But isn't nerding out
more important?
That the definition of nerding out is being there in that moment.
Right. I need to be first. I'll pay $9,100 for my one movie ticket. Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, an unlikely pairing, and yet their show's doing great where they have their...
Oh, they're still doing it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Martha and Snoop's Potluck Party Challenge. The third season premieres tonight.
All right.
It's a funny show. It's very cute.
I've only seen clips of it, but yes, it is cute.
I've watched a couple episodes. You know what, though? I watched in the first season, and I wonder if it's even just gotten... Because they were pretty good with each other, you know? Pretty easy and gentle even with each other. And she would go to come up with a cocktail every week, and she'd just be trying to get him drunk. And that's what he says. She won't smoke pot with him. But she'll get him drunk, no problem. Snoop says, she won't get high with me. She's scared. But she gets me drunk every chance she gets. Martha.
Well, that's cute right there,
it's
right?
It's adorable. Martha is interested in collaborating with him on a cookbook. He says, I'm such a virgin to this. Martha's breaking me in. She's taking her time. She's really molding me into the chef that I want to be.
Wow.
He's so funny because one time they were making chicken wings. And, you know, Martha's got her fancy pants recipe for chicken wings. And meanwhile, he's like, well, first you roll them in eggs and then you roll them in Doritos. And then
oh, wow.
I was like, oh, try. And then the nice thing is they each make the same item, but they make it their own way. And then there's judges. So there's like, they put it down.
Celebrity judges, whoever.
And then they try each other's recipes too. And Martha was like, I'm surprised by how much I am enjoying your Dorito coated chicken wings. It's really funny.
Your friend Joy, I should say our friend, I consider her a friend.
Joy.
Joy is clearly a Martha Stewart fan.
Martha Stewart of the bra world, for sure. Mm-hmm. While she was here, she went and visited a couple of, she like contacted them on Facebook or whatever you contact bra stores on. Mm-hmm. And she just went and stopped by and chatted with, you know, I guess you got to find.
I own a store. Oh, I sold it, but.
Right. Well, she's like a bra fitter for hire. She basically gets asked to go and. Babysit, like if everyone's got to go on vacation or someone's got to go on vacation, someone crucial, she flies to that city and goes.
It's
and
a good cause.
A
the
days.
Problem she's up against is that women don't like to talk about it or want to deal with it.
Right. I've got my bra. I'm all set. No worries.
You'd think they'd want to.
She even made the bra that I already owned fit me better. She goes, well, here, let me do this and this. I was like, oh, well, lift and separate. Nipsey Hussle. Mm-hmm. Was murdered on Sunday. It looks like they have picked up the guy who was on Instagram Live claiming to be the murderer. That guy's name is Eric Holder.
Oh, so it is the guy.
It is him. TMZ, of course, somehow has live video of the whole arrest going down. So, you know, they write the stories upside down on TMZ. So I'll read you from the bottom. Let's see. They grabbed him at about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He's being detained and they're responding to make a positive ID. Now they're saying that he's in custody and the woman who was the suspected getaway driver reportedly turned herself in and said, yeah, that's the guy. She was like, I did not know what he was doing. I dropped him off. He came running back. I picked him up and we drove away. I did not know I was the getaway car.
Oh.
So they're saying she's free to go.
Wow.
Or at least she gave them enough information that now she is free to go. He was Nipsey Hussle, who was murdered on Sunday, was in the middle of a good deed right before he was gunned down in front of his store. He was trying to help out an old friend who just got out of prison. He was actually setting him up with a new outfit so that he could, you know, when he went to see his family or...
Yeah.
He would
maybe go on interviews.
Sure, whatever. The reason he was at his Marathon clothing store on Sunday is that he was trying to hook up his ex-con pal with some new gear so he could look good before meeting up with his own family and friends later in the day. The guy had just spent 20 years behind bars.
For what?
Did that guy get shot too?
He did get shot. He's one of the people who was injured. He did not die. I think Nipsey's the only one who died at the scene. Is that correct?
I believe so.
But he is, in fact, the one, one of the guys who, let's see, one of the other two people who were injured in Sunday's shooting. The third guy was the friend's nephew who had driven him to Marathon clothing. So they both got hit, but neither of them died. So this 29-year-old Eric Holder... They brought him into custody after searching for him for 2 days. They had known who they were looking for. And it sounds like maybe the woman who drove the car led them to his location. His girlfriend, Lauren.
What took so long, though?
I don't know. He was on the run. Nipsey Hussle's girlfriend, Lauren London, has broken her silence after his death. It's just, it's so sad. It's tragic. She posts like family pictures. Their kid and I guess other of his kids and her kids all together. She says she's completely lost without him. She shared 8 intimate photos of Hussle, her boyfriend of 5 years, and the tribute went in part. I'm completely lost. I've lost my best friend, my sanctuary, my protector, my soul. I'm lost without you. We are lost without you, babe. I have no words. Aww. Ugh. It's awful. And that is all I have time for. Vincent, what is coming up?
Smooth or crunchy? I've got e-scooters in the news. Also, the biggest computer security threat of 2019.
Oh my God. Oh, what is it?
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show, 7:38. Hump day morning. Last night, Scott Capro performed at the Punchline. And we got a text this morning about this from the 510. Saw Scott at the Punchline and got to chat with him a bit after the show. It was fantastic. And he had a great group of comedians with him as well. And I love it when he's on the morning show. More Scott, please.
More?
Well, if you want more Scott, he's performing this Saturday at Flynn's Cabaret in Felton.
Mm-hmm. And he'll be on our show tomorrow.
Yes, that is correct.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the 40th annual 2019 Pride Run. They're taking applicants now if you want to get in on this. I guess that's not sign-ups, whatever. Anyway, the point is the run is on June 29th, so it's 3 months away, but these things have a tendency to fill up.
They do.
It's a great cause. It's on Saturday of Pride weekend, so get signed up for the 40th annual 2019 Pride Run. At runsignup.com/sfpriderun.
You said it benefits gender spectrum.
Yes, which is a great cause. And you can look that up if you want more info on what they do. Here's what's happening. So on the front page of today's Merc, there's a snowpack and a guy measuring. The most important snowpack survey of the season in the Sierra Nevada was recorded yesterday at 161% of the historic average, the fourth best reading in 40 years.
Oh.
And good news for the entire state.
All right.
This reporter would like to remind you that we'll probably go without rain again for 5 years.
Yes.
So let's not flushing toilets. I mean,
really. Let it mellow, people.
Really a good time to conserve so that we can get through those lean years, because we're going to have them. We always have.
We do. It's a pendulum.
California's water supply for the next year, though, is almost in ideal shape. And the season isn't over. In fact, that's what I wanted to point out as well off of this story. I had rain this morning on my way
too.
In.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we've got another doozy coming Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How long is that supposed to last? Just the whole weekend?
It's into the weekend.
Into Saturday? Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a beautiful weekend.
Oh,
is that right?
Really?
That's what KCBS was saying this morning.
Oh. I hope you're right.
I hope KCBS is right.
One of these
love
guys
to see
have
it end on Friday forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, not forever, for the rest of the season.
I see rain at a 50% chance on Saturday in my hometown. Let me look up San Francisco. Rain on Saturday here at a 50% as well.
So after scattered that, though, showers. It sounds like that doesn't sound like any kind of dumping of the.
It's not 100%
atmospheric river.
Yeah.
Right. But Friday, it's going to be wet
Sunday looks okay?
Yeah, Sunday looks okay.
All right.
So there's that. I don't know if I'll be able to find it, but Nancy Pelosi, a very powerful Democrat.
Sure. Speaker of the House.
Has spoken out about Joe Biden, saying that she thinks he can still run for office.
Okay.
He needs to join something called the Straight Arm Club. Act as if everyone you meet has a cold. and stay at arm's
and
length.
A straight arm away.
So that was her advice. The problem is, and I guess she can't say this because, you know, politicians are doing politics at all times, every time their mouth opens.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is he's called Creepy Joe now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, Creepy Joe is a hard thing to shake.
Very. You know, you and I were talking about this a little bit off the air earlier today about, you know, here's a guy who really probably does think he's just being affectionate and giving people more of himself. And no one has ever really had the balls to say, I'm uncomfortable with you touching me that way, because he's the vice president, or he's about to send you out on stage as a supporter of yours, or, you know, you're in a picture and you're just trying to smile for the camera. Like, I think that he's oblivious to how it's affecting the people around him. And Nancy's right. The straight arm club is the way to go. I just think, Joe, you know, don't run. That's all I'm saying. When nope. He'd be 78, 79 by the time he got elected.
Yeah.
Please don't. Just don't.
There's the advice.
But do whatever you're going to do. I'm just...
I'm sure he has a team trying to figure out how to combat the Creepy Joe moniker.
Well, good luck to him. Good luck.
Yuck.
These are the drugs people like to mix with sex.
Oh, all right. Ambien.
Actually, you know what? At the top of the list is regular old booze.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The most commonly used drug mixed with sex was alcohol. 60% of both genders say, yep, like a couple pops before we do it.
Sure. Well, sometimes you get all horny at dinner, you know, drinking, get home, be like, I can't get your clothes off fast enough.
I feel like...
We're going to keep on going with this.
For me, this is me personally, I obviously had a drinking problem. I had to relearn how to do it after,
because
never
did it sober.
Right.
Oh.
Weird, huh?
Very. Very.
Cannabis was another popular choice.
Yeah, I don't like that.
How about something like ecstasy?
Ecstasy came in third place. They say MDMA or ecstasy, around 15% of men and women have taken that before sex. I never even tried it.
Oh.
I've heard, though, it makes you want to.
Yeah. You just crave touch is mm-hmm. what I hear. It makes every touch electric. And mm-hmm.
Other drugs include ketamine.
Oh, is that like canine stuff?
I thought that was like the horse
tranquilizer. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Poppers.
Is that the amyl nitrate
that's
stuff?
That's the yeah. amyl nitrate.
It's
the one.
Popular in the gay communities, people were telling us.
And they're talking about that in the study. If you want to look this study up, it was just published. It was a global drug survey done and published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. But they do talk about, often we only discuss drugs with a sort of extreme sex.
Mm-hmm.
And in a case where they're talking about gay men specifically who are into poppers and other. Also on the list is Viagra.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right.
You don't
so
even
anyway,
need it.
Viagra,
you take Cialis, it. Right. Yeah.
It's interesting for a second, and then you go, well, of course, booze is it.
Y'all loosened up.
Right. Two electric scooter rental companies, Lime and Bird, held a launch event on Monday in the Brookline neighborhood of Boston.
Mm.
You know it?
I do.
Oh, you know Brookline.
Yeah.
They were celebrating their e-scooters debuting in the community, and 15 minutes later, a 62-year-old woman crashed hers.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And an ambulance had to take her to a hospital.
That's not good PR.
Her boyfriend said she needed a couple of stitches on her forehead.
Ow.
My opinion of this whole e-scooter program went down a lot, he says.
Huh. I wonder why. That's not good for day one.
Not good for business. No.
No, it's not. But, you know, it's the kids are going to go, out of the way, Grandma.
She can't
handle it, but I can.
Right.
Right.
You probably shouldn't be doing that in your house coat anyway, Grandma.
Right. That thing was bound to get caught in the wheel.
Because,
of course, grandmas are wearing those.
Don't they?
Out on the street.
You know what? That's a good point. Does your mom have a house coat?
Mm-hmm.
In the traditional... Really?
Mm. She
Sandy
favors,
does not have a house coat.
She favors a robe that goes to the ground that has a zip front. She steps into it and pulls it on, and that's what she wears.
And that's...
Yeah, well, often her bathing suit is under it, so she does it in the chilly morning, and then just, you know...
And
they
then
just,
she sheds
They just
that.
Wear bathing suits all day.
Wow.
Tanning.
In Florida.
Good for her.
Sure.
She's still tanning?
She's not tanning.
Oh, okay.
They have a lanai and pools underneath one of those screens that everybody has to keep the giant bugs from Florida out.
I bet all the neighbors are so jealous.
The neighbors can't see that far. They're all old.
Right, but...
Oh, no, every single house where she lives has that. A lanai.
A lanai?
And everybody has the back thing with the covered...
What a rich neighborhood that...
It's just that's what they have.
You get a lanai.
And you get a lanai.
And you get a lanai.
And you get a lanai.
I remember that was the area that was damaged, right?
Yes.
When they had...
Their lanai was torn off in that
tornado?
Storm.
Hurricane?
The hurricane. A few years ago.
Yeah. That's how I picture it, because I saw that picture.
Right, with the whole thing laying in the pool.
Yeah.
The biggest computer security threat of 2019
Oh, my God.
Is
what is it?
You.
It's not me.
It's you.
It isn't me.
It's you. It's
not
the Russian hackers. It's not Nigerian princes. It's not the NSA. It's not bored hacker teenagers. It's you.
What am I doing? Giving my info everywhere, all over the place?
Well, starting with your weak password. Opening up email attachments just willy-nilly.
I never do that. Never.
Visiting insecure websites all the time.
Well, how do I know if they're secure or not? I bought something off Instagram just the other day.
I know. You said you bought a blouse.
I did. Two of them.
And did you read the comments?
Did you?
No, I didn't.
No, but the thing is, I always see cute stuff on Instagram.
So cute. I was like, F it, I'm getting that.
I read the comments, and they're always bad. Like, people never get their money back. They never get
their item.
They don't return. There's no customer service. Like, every time.
Well, you know what's crazy is that, so I was like, oh my God, that shirt is so cute. F it. It was like $25. I'm like, I'm getting it in two colors.
Mm-hmm.
So I order the thing. And then I'm scrolling down through Instagram later that day, and I see the same exact ad with a whole different store name. And then I scroll down further, and there it is again with a totally another different store name.
Those ads you guys have are janky.
I know.
It doesn't matter if it's makeup or clothing.
The video games are great, though. And usually they're free, you know?
I never get ads for video games.
I guess he does because he plays.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. But I always get the free stuff, and then I'm like, I'm not going to pay for in-app purchases. I'm not stupid.
The one thing I did order from Instagram was those eyelash things.
The eyelashes.
And while they did absolutely suck, I did get them eventually. Remember, it took like 3 months.
Yeah.
But I did eventually get them.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll get
these
shirts.
But we can never even use them.
No, they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
They had like a little magnet. Did you have to buy
two?
I bought one for Yuzi.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the shirt.
I didn't have to buy two.
Okay.
Oh, you just decided to really.
Well, I went to the site. The site looked legit and, you know, had the little Norton symbol at the bottom.
Did you check your credit card?
No, I haven't checked it.
Oh, my God.
We'll see. Actually, I think I use PayPal.
Oh. Well, hopefully you'll get them.
Yeah, I hope
all
so.
Right.
At some
well,
point.
Good luck.
Soon.
Yeah, thanks. We'll see.
Fingers
crossed. I really like the shirts.
It
sounds like I might be the only one on the show that doesn't shop on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, I try not to, but sometimes they're so cute.
They're so cute.
The shoes
Vinny,
and stuff.
I've never bought anything on Instagram because I don't trust it. Because I read the comments that tell me, don't do it.
I don't read the comments. I don't want to be shut down. I just want to buy it and hope that it's going.
Anyway, the biggest computer security threat is you. You're
yep,
the one.
Turns out.
According to a new survey, 62% of IT workers say the biggest security threat is sloppy employees or sloppy people with their stuff. So get a better password, stop opening email attachments that you shouldn't, and quit when your Google says, this is an insecure site, we cannot protect you. Do you want to go back? Go back!
Yeah.
It's warning you.
Insecure.
Listen to this in your head when that comes up. Dur, George.
I'll be fine.
Dur, George.
Oh, yeah.
Doi. Doi, yo, yo.
Yeah. I'm my own worst enemy.
What is more popular, smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Well, crunchy is the only way to do it.
No, what? Oh, my God. Crunchy is like...
the best.
If I see it when I get home and I see I've bought crunchy, I think, I gotta read the damn label, man.
Well, the blue is crunchy, and green is creamy.
Oh, is that how it works?
What brand are you talking about?
Skippy.
Oh, no. I'm eating Santa Cruz peanut butter.
Oh. Santa Cruz has peanut butter?
Well, it's not that.
He's eating. They don't sell name brands there.
I don't think it's the city.
Bill's peanut butter.
No, it's like you buy it. You can get it at
Billy
Whole
butter.
Foods. I think it's Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I don't like the stuff you have to stir. I just don't want that. I don't want it separated or I have to keep it in the fridge. I just like peanut butter sitting on the shelf when I'm like peanut butter sandwich. I'm like, oh, look, Skippy, crunchy. Mm.
So you go crunchy.
I go crunchy every time, and I love to smear it on like an apple slice. Crunchy little
smooth
nuts.
Wins by a landslide. 49% of people say that's
Why
their favorite.
Clapping?
Because that's what I use.
Compared to 29% say crunchy.
And then what do
the rest
other
don't
say?
Have a preference. They'll take anything
Either
you got.
One.
And I would take anything you got too, but I prefer creamy peanut butter.
I like the nuts.
I like the nuts.
Santa Cruz organic creamy peanut butter.
That's the stuff.
Light roasted.
That's the one too. Ooh. There's a dark roast. I don't want that one. I want
That's
the
good.
Light roasted. It is good.
Do you have to stir it or is it
it's
solidified?
It stays pretty good.
You
don't have to stir it. No, you don't have to.
Yeah. But when you first open it up, is that all that oil at the top?
I think when you first open it, you have to, but then it stays.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I've taken to doing a piece of toast with peanut butter, and there's my... Yeah. Instead of
You love peanut butter, though.
Well, I do, but I'm trying to say, like, I need snacks that will give me enough energy to do the things I want mm-hmm. without making me go, I should also eat and another thing.
And here's some cookies.
Right.
My husband, before he goes to bed, almost every night gets a spoonful of peanut butter.
You've said that.
Yeah. Well, because I see the spoon every morning.
Like, wash the damn spoon.
Well,
put it in the dishwasher.
I want to say that, but I don't.
It's probably he wakes up in the night hungry and realizes.
I think he falls asleep probably on the couch watching TV. And then as he's going upstairs, he stops in the kitchen.
And that'll keep him from being hungry in the middle of the night.
Post.
Probably works.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's worse things you can eat than peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Got protein in it at least.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's a phone number, and you can also text us.
Oh.
It's fantastic. We'd love to hear from you.
Modern technology.
The problem is the spoilers on social media. So if you don't see the movie the first day, you will have the movie spoiled for you. We were talking about this new Avengers and that the tickets all sold out for the first day's viewing.
Right.
And then they ended up second party online purchase for $1,000 or whatever.
Right.
And that's it. It's these people who are like, if I don't see it, someone's going to ruin it.
Well, and there's no way you could pull off social media for 3 days.
Or us. Or Hummon will ruin it. He'll ruin it every time.
Right. Stick your fingers in yours when he's talking about a movie. La, la, la.
Oh, you watched Dumbo, right?
I didn't. My wife and child did. Mm.
They said it was great. Intense,
man, that caught in my throat.
Thought it was great.
Wife?
Yeah.
It'll roll off soon enough.
Will it?
You'll get used to it, yeah.
Will I?
Uh-huh.
You never bothered to go with fiance, so.
I'm not doing that.
Going right to wife.
Forget it.
Just go right to wife. Just call your wife now. She might as well be, right?
That care.
Two kids, a house.
Right.
Married in July.
Right. That Carrie Underwood song, Love Wins, is kind of a gay anthem. We embrace it for pride.
Oh. It's very, very, like, seriously anthemic. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love wins.
Rachel turns 13 today. Happy birthday, Rachel.
Rachel.
Well, she's at her 13th birthday party. Happy birthday.
Boy, he let a good one go there, didn't he?
Rachel?
Yes.
The Rachel. Lady.
She's so sweet.
She must not have been
so
interested
cute.
Because
she was. She said, "Are you trying to kiss me?" And then he stops.
Well, maybe it was, "Are you trying to kiss me?" instead of, "Are you trying to kiss me?"
Yeah, we have definitely changed the timbre of that whole thing, right? Like, I don't know. I wonder about that.
What do you wonder?
I just feel
they got this playing in the background. They're both.
They hung around enough times together that if she wanted to make that happen, I don't know how he could have said no. She was absolutely stunning. So my thought is it was her call that it was going to be a friendship thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Poor Hooman.
You guys have no faith in him.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
He could have definitely
landed that.
Yeah. Mm. All he had to do was say yes.
And I'm still going to try. So hold still.
Countdown, here we come.
Poundtown. Oh, God. That's such a gross.
Someone it's said, a joke. Well, it's supposed said, to be a joke.
So they think gross. You got that from a TV show, and I can't remember which one. Now.
I didn't get it from a TV show. It's just a joke, though.
The
I don't know what.
Funniest damn thing to eat you to Poundtown.
I said it the one time, and then Yuzette, like, brings it up again.
I know, because I heard it again, and then I heard, like, Bangville, too, or something like
Bangville?
That. Yeah.
Bangville? Uh-huh. Well, I've never said that.
Well, Poundtown. It's part of the lore now.
Great. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I am going to start with the royals. Who are the British royals embracing the technology of today?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.